This is Sawtooth Elementary School News.
Okay, first thing I want to do is go through the, what's this again?
Gearbox.
All right, I got a couple questions here. First one says, do you like being a police officer? Great question. Well, I actually love being a police officer.
This is Deputy Ben Hallberg with Cook County Sheriff's Office. Recently, I've taken over the DARE program. This is my first year in the program. I took over for Chief Deputy Leif Lundy and recently retired Deputy Tim Weitz, who have been doing the DARE program for about 21 years now, total. I think the DARE program is important because it teaches lifelong skills to the children involved. It teaches them about making good decisions using what's called the DARE decision-making model. They take a question, they define it, assess the issue, respond to it, and then evaluate. The curriculum was just updated this last year, so this is actually the first year it's being taught. So I can't speak for the past curriculum, but I know when I was younger, you would always hear DARE was about saying no to drugs. And it does go into that. Again, we talk about drugs, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs, illegal drugs, but mostly what it goes into is just being able to make a good decision. For example, this week we talked about communicating effectively, so being confident, being able to tell somebody no, I don't want to smoke a cigarette, giving an example why, but doing it in a confident way, not demanding where it might upset, it could be a friend that they're saying no to, which can be difficult, but being able to say no, explaining why, and not necessarily just saying no. Again, just being able to make decisions where they know that there could be consequences if they make the wrong decision. For example, cheating on a test, their friend asks them to, can I see your paper for a second? Well, they think it through and, okay, what's the outcome? If I let them see my paper, what could happen? If I don't let them see my paper, what could happen? And there could be both positive and negative consequences. For example, by saying no, I don't want you to copy my paper, well, their friend might get upset with them, but they also know they're doing the right thing and they hope long-term that that wouldn't affect their friendship. But again, just being able to process the situation, being able to think through their answers. We talk about stress, peer pressure, and how to deal with that effectively as well. Well, for me, coming into the classroom, it's kind of part two. I actually graduated a while ago with an elementary education degree, so it kind of allows me to do both of my passions, which is law enforcement and also education. So being able to come back into the classroom, teach kids about this program, and then to be able to see them, especially being a smaller community, being able to see them, out at the parks, on the street, downtown, just being able to talk to those kids, getting them to know me, and also hoping that, in the future when they get older, if they ever have concerns or questions, they know that I'm a trusted adult they can come to and hopefully be able to answer their questions. The DARE program, I received an email from the state coordinator, and it was a little bit short notice, but what they decided this year is they did a poster program where the kids could make a poster, I believe it was 12x8, basically just explaining what they thought about the DARE program. It was pretty open-ended. They could come up with whatever ideas they wanted to do. They send it in, and Ian Parker was one of the students in the fifth grade class. Again, being short notice, he ended up being the one student from our class that turned it in. I sent it in, and he ended up getting third place out of, I believe it was a couple hundred posters. So definitely a great program. He's going to receive a prize. I still don't know what that is yet, but they said they'd be sending it to me within the next couple weeks. So hopefully it'll be, he's definitely excited for it. But did a great job on his poster.
I'm Ian Parker, fifth grade sawtooth student. I entered the DARE poster contest because I wanted to win a prize and teach people not to do drugs. If you look at my poster, you will see two pictures of part of a skeleton. One has a big brain that says, before you do drugs, and the second one has another one that has a very much smaller brain that says after you do drugs. I'd like to thank Deputy Hallberg because he's nice and he teaches us like how to solve problems and stay healthy and what to do to stay healthy.
I'd definitely like to say thanks to the Sheriff's Office for continuing the program and for Cook County Schools for allowing the program to continue, not only in Sawtooth Elementary, but all the charter schools are also doing the program, and it's exciting to get into the classrooms again, and definitely a lot of fun. So I just want to say thank you to them again for allowing us to do this program. She wanted to feel responsible, right? Thank you for listening to Sawtooth Elementary School News.